is the music of Dr. Deborah Stroman. She is a former coach, former player, UNC faculty member, University of Virginia professor, sports businesswoman extraordinaire, and of course, host of If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill. She joins me each Friday to talk about the latest happenings around the sports world, and she is here today to talk about some college basketball. Happy March Madness and happy Friday, Deb. How are you?
I am doing well. This is one of the best times of the year where it's complete attention on college basketball. We know that the NBA is itching right now, but March Madness is something definitely that we want to participate and listen to.
Absolutely. And we've had a great day along those lines so far here already on 97.9 The Hill with the UNC women's team, the first team in action in all of the NCAA tournament for the women's side. And they pick up a big first round win over the 9-seed Michigan State Spartans. UNC pulls it out 59-56. Deb, they were largely helped by a 21-point first quarter, and it got kind of tight in the end, as I feel like a lot of UNC women's games have this season. Carolina had some, thankfully, timely free throw shooting for them to salt that win away and get that, and it does mean that they will move on to the round of 32 for their third season in a row. The story in this one was Alyssa Utsby, who had 16 points and 17 rebounds. Deb, Maria Gokdang had 17 as well. It was one of those games where Carolina was able to use its size, which it hasn't been able to do a whole lot this year. But I want to start here. Can you just speak to the importance of Alyssa Utsby to this team? We knew that she and Deja Kelly were the cornerstones that this roster was going to be built around, and Utsby really stepped up today.
Well, there's no doubt. When you think about Michigan State, people get a bit nervous because we know the history of Michigan State and their great athletics program. We often think about Tom Izzo and what he's done for men's basketball. So that kind of pulls over to women's basketball. But it is the Big Ten, and we know they play great basketball there. In terms of the Tar Heels, you know, it started out thinking that it would be a 1-2 punch of Utsby and Deja Kelly, as in the keys to Carolina, and that has been true. But none truer in the postseason. Because Deja Kelly, no doubt, she is a threat on the court. But in terms of postseason, you need a strong physical presence underneath. And I'm very glad that Utsby is displaying her talents at this level. More eyeballs are watching these games. She's doing the things that she's done throughout her career with the hustling and the getting the 50-50 balls. But now to have her do double-doubles, to be a big, big part of a win like this, it says a lot going into the next game.
Yes, hopefully it provides a big boost for Carolina. And again, Gokdang, too, with providing 17. A lot of that was just because Michigan State didn't have a whole lot of size, didn't have a whole lot of depth. But, if any time that the Tar Heels get some sort of contributions from somebody other than Alyssa Utsby and Deja Kelly, we talk about this on the men's side, too. Anybody outside of RJ Davis and Armando Bacot, it makes the team just that much better because you've got somebody else the defenses have to worry about. And yeah, with how thin the UNC women's basketball roster has been this year, anytime they get a big contribution from one of those other starting players or people coming off of the bench, it just makes such a big difference.
Well, you're spot on that, thinking about minutes. So the idea is to win two games each weekend, of course, one and done, as in it could be over with that first game. But now we've won that first game. What did it take for Utsby and Gokdang and Deja Kelly? How much energy did they have to put out to get that W? Because legs get tired. This is at the end of the season. You're trying to find that final push to go to the 16, to go to the 8, to go to the 4. But you have to think about your minutes and what is it really taking from you.
Absolutely. Well, and it's going to be even more important because next up is a date with a team they have already played once this year and played in the tournament a few seasons ago. Number one overall seed South Carolina, led by Dawn Staley. They are undefeated on the season, Deb. And we have talked about this team because they have been a machine. They have been so impressive. And it's certainly not a favorable draw for Carolina, but it is quite exciting and provides them an opportunity to really give this program a boost if they can play up to their potential and try and give South Carolina their best shot. These two teams met earlier this year in Chapel Hill. South Carolina was able to eke out a win there. But Carolina has been a team that when they've played South Carolina in these most recent years and games, they've played them much better than other teams typically play the Gamecocks. So I'm not going to say, you know, what kind of shot do you think Carolina has, Deb, but do you think that it at least is some benefit to Carolina that they will be playing a team that they have already played this year in the postseason with so much on the line?
I definitely believe that. I was going to say Carolina. Some of the game top listeners might say, well, we're Carolina. There's no doubt that UNC has no pressure, no pressure whatsoever. Do they want to win? Absolutely. Do most Carolina, as in Chapel Hill fans, feel that we are the Carolina? Absolutely. So it's great for the game of women's basketball. I would love to see South Carolina and North Carolina do a home and away series. I think it would be great to help elevate the attendance in our area. We know the attendance is great for women's basketball in South Carolina. We know it's great in Iowa. Some other of the prominent programs, Notre Dame. I would like to see that here in the Chapel Hill area when we have a powerhouse like South Carolina coming. But there's no pressure on UNC to win this game. So that means we have to figure out how best can we play loosely and stay out of foul trouble. There's so many players for South Carolina that can dominate a game. But for this game, it's going to be Cardoza. How can we guard her? How can we make her less effective? Because if Cardoza is on and she's getting those easy layups with her 6'7", 6'8 height, it could be trouble for the entire UNC team. It just makes their offense so much easier. So the post players are going to have to step up. Utsby's going to have to do, miracle work on the court. Gathdangs can't get in foul trouble. It's going to be a tough one. But, hey, I love the idea of Carolina playing Carolina.
Yeah, me too. And it's, again, as we've said, you never know what happens in March. There's a reason why they play these games. And your point about no pressure for the Tar Heels, Deb, is a really interesting one, too, because we had been talking about, especially after that very disappointing first round exit in the ACC tournament and Carolina having so many ups and downs this year, that Courtney Banghart, you know, might be feeling a little bit more pressure as the head coach of this team than in prior seasons when it was still building the program. This roster was supposed to be UNC's most competitive one yet, and due to injuries and then some inconsistency in play, that hasn't exactly materialized. And now this might just be, you know, kind of what the doctor ordered, which is, again, yes, you're playing the number one overall seed in an undefeated team. That is no easy task. But at the very least, you now are kind of released from that pressure that was sitting on maybe everybody in the program coming into the tournament.
Definitely. There are no moral victories, but the pressure is on South Carolina to win, and there is pressure on Courtney Banghart and her staff to get a big W. This is a program that has not been competitive for an ACC tournament championship. The eyeballs are on North Carolina basketball, men's and women's. There's an expectation there, and I think Courtney Banghart wants that expectation. She knows that when you coach at North Carolina, there's expectations of rings and titles. And so I think this would be a great, great win for her program. And if she doesn't win, North Carolina better look good. Better look good, because I think the Boo Birds or people are going to start to question, is this the coach that can win big games for us? Because that is the expectation. And arguably, considering the facilities, considering the support staff, considering the academics, location, Carolina is a place that you can win. It is definitely a place. I would love to see UNC women's basketball being a part of the program. I would love to see UNC women's basketball average 10,000 fans like some of these other schools. It can be done. And I think beating South Carolina would be an absolutely great first step.
Well, a key piece of the puzzle was also the first step of getting that win over Michigan State today, 59-56. The Tar Heels and Gamecocks will play on Sunday. Let's turn to the rest of the NCAA women's tournament, Deb. South Carolina, again, the heavy odds-on favorite across the board, but your other number one seeds are Iowa and Caitlin Clark, an exciting USC team with Juju Watkins, and then Texas, your other number one seed. I'm curious to what you think the main story is that you're following, maybe in the non-South Carolina, non-Caitlin Clark division. What are some of the things that are most interesting to you about this tournament, or the thing outside of those two that is most interesting to you about the women's bracket this year?
Well, I am so impressed with these first-year players who have come in and made a mark. I mean, when you get five-star talent, you have expectations for those players to come in and make a difference their first year. But having watched Hannah Hildago at Notre Dame and just seeing this poised first-year player, defensive player of the year as a first-year point guard, that's unheard of. So I will continue to watch Coach Ivy and her squad. And again, being a part of the ACC, that's a big plus. The other thing is that Stanford lost that number one seed because they didn't win their Pac-12 tournament. Tara Vanderveer has playoff-ready teams. And so I would like to see, if it's possible, to have a number two seed with a chip on their shoulder. I would like to see the run that Stanford goes on to prove that they were deserving. And I would not be surprised to see Stanford in there with the other ones. With women's basketball, not so much with men's, your bracket is a lot easier in the sense to fill out. You generally just pick your number ones and number two teams, and they do make it to the final eight. We're starting to get the parity, but it's not like men's basketball at all. You don't get many of these Cinderella teams because the resources aren't there. And sad as it is to say it, the athletic department really is not supporting women's basketball the way they say they do publicly.
Yeah, I think it's an excellent point. But it does not mean that we are not seeing some great games being played today, great games being played over the weekend. Encourage people to check it out. It should be pretty fun. You mentioned Stanford dropping the Pac-12 championship. Of course, that's their last opportunity to do so, because next year they're going to be right alongside the Tar Heels in the ACC. The other ACC note, too, I want to mention Elizabeth Kitley, torn ACL. She will not be in the tournament for Virginia Tech. And so that's another highly seeded ACC team that takes a bit of a blow there, too. Will be interesting to see just how the ACC does with so many seeds in the tournament, how far they see their teams progress. I'm sure you will be keyed into that, Deb.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to watch women's basketball. I think it can only go up from here. We're getting more. I think the refereeing is still something to be said about women's basketball reffing, but
yes.
I'm okay with that. I can't be fined by the league for saying that. I like to see, you know, more women displaying their talents and coaches letting players play. You know, I think the men's game opened up a lot by allowing, you know, the stars to be able to do their moves versus being so controlled with these offenses. So we're seeing great, great athletes make a great product for fans.
Yeah, would encourage people to tune in through the weekend and certainly tune in for UNC versus South Carolina later this weekend. Always looking forward to talking with her on Fridays, especially when we get to talk basketball. Thank you so much, Deb Stroman, for the time, and enjoy your March Madness-filled weekend.
Thank you. Go Heels.